We are reminded in the second reading of today that the Word of God is very close in the heart of the faithful. It is the grace living spirit that God wants to transform people's heart, that every word we heard from Him, it is a word of life-giving. It's the same power of Word of God where this RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults and Children, are with us here today. In this rite of election, they are welcomed, they prepared, and powerfully, we are here to be with them. Thanks be to God for that living word, because that word can change heart. Because of that word, God promises goodness in the heart of the faithful, especially God's chosen people. Recalling on the first reading of today, they are remembering God's beauty of love and giving. For they freed them from slavery, and now promising to enter into the promised land, they enjoy what is God's promises. And that promises will never be forever because of hardness of heart. They sin, we do. That's why we need God in our lives. Thanks be to God. And this first Sunday of Lent, we are remembering that Jesus Christ is not far away from you and me, because even Himself was tempted. Every day, we know that we walk in the wilderness of life. Too many, and we do not know when temptation and sin come to an end. We can ask to ourselves, who among us had never been tempted? Even Christ was tempted. He felt struggled, but He never left evil one, because Jesus is focused in His mission, a mediator between God and humanity. And there's no other name, and there's no other way for us to be saved, only Jesus. The atonement for our sins and the living source of life, that dying on the cross, He embraced the good and the bad of ourselves, pointing out that we are welcome, that we are forgiven. And for us, it's needed to understand in what is God's way, obedient to what is command, so that every day, we can celebrate life-giving, because there's a fullness of joy. And our faith will be strengthened and continue to have joyful in life and peace in our heart. Christ's victory is our victory if we turn to God with sincerity. We have to be honest, not pretending. We need to be fruitful, not just like taking it for granted. Because what we are receiving is Christ in the Eucharist, His living word, and the life of the faithful becomes a witnesses, so that we can walk together as hand in hand, brothers and sisters, with no partiality, that we are equally loved by God. And once we have mindset according to what is God's way, we can love even the unlovable. We can forgive even though it's hard to, because what's the most important is that we see Jesus in the life of one another. In the gospel, what's the most important to remember, that Jesus focused on giving self-love and not selfish. He knew that He will undergo great suffering just for the sake of humanity, just to do what is God's will. To be a follower of Jesus Christ, we must understand the road to unpeaceful, but leading to peace. The road of the uncertainty, which will keep us sometimes kept up in sorrow, but there will be a joy to celebrate. In other words, there is Jesus is ready to help us. It's in the gospel we also encounter seeing how Jesus and the devil are fighting for each other. Jesus remained calm. Jesus remained faithful to what is the mission. Devil is real, we know, but it ruins our life if we call upon His name. This is sometimes we struggle to, because we always focused what's in the past. If God is good all the time He is good, then remain faithful, because no evil can ruin God's mission or God's intervention, because God is more powerful rather than the devil. So next time when we are low down, when temptations arise, don't call upon that we are attacked by the devil. Call him, he is there. Call the name of God in Jesus' name. I rebuke, I resist. What is powerful that trying to dominate my life? Because I want to be focused and great value what God has been good gift to me. And because we know that God is good. And temptation is not a sin, but as we engage in, the act is a sin. And as we live in sin, bad guilt brings us down and felt that we are worthless human being. And people would judge, and the worst is condemnation. Temptation opens the door of heart and mind to exercise the gift of free will. Free will is God's divine will to make choices in life. It gives us a better understanding in discerning the life path between good and evil of what is holy and divine. In other words, all start from our mindset, controlled by our mindset. If our mind are focused on what is God's way, then we learn to embrace the true meaning of what Lenten observance is all about. We pray because we trust. We fast because we want to sacrifice. And we give alms because we want to bless each other. That's the key of knowledge, becoming a good and better Christians. Because at the end of the day, we are humbling ourselves in the presence of God, and we can do nothing without Him. That's why we need Jesus throughout the days of our life. And our journey with Christ is challenging, but if we trust Him from the heart, we are closer to God, and His divine presence lead our way to a life of peace, fulfilled and nourished, and we are victorious in spite of the unknown. Because choosing the right path based on love will receive a reward of peace and tranquility, joy and happiness, and a compassionate heart. Thanks be to God, because Lent is a time to embrace new life in Christ, meaning changing and desire to be like Him. A time to re-examine our inner conscience for all things we have done, good and bad. All are valid, but there must be a learning experience and reward too. But leading our life guided by God, life is nourished by His living presence. And no evil can ruin our lives again, because God is powerful and His strength is enough for us to carry on the gospel of life with gratitude and fullness of hope. The gospel of life is what we heard, is the word of God, becomes visible alive in the Eucharist we receive and all the sacraments we celebrated. That's why for all the faithful who come and consistently attending Mass every day in consecutive 3 years, you read the Bible. But reading the Bible without opening what is God's will and no changing of heart, nothing happened. So it's a challenge for us now to walk with Him, to be a true disciples of Jesus and bringing the light of hope. As I said, let us feed our mind with good thoughts, because good thoughts heals our memory from the past. Prayer strengthens our trust in God. Respect brings back the dignity that was lost because of the wrongdoing. And our hope in God will enlighten our minds and heart together as one, because it builds confidence to share our love with one another in spite of the other means in life. So let us leave our trust in God and allow Him to journey and see life is confidently beautiful to live and to celebrate with gratitude in our hearts. Let us obey God and we will live forever. In our prayer, my life is in You. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Trouble happens when we disobey God's commandment, when we make our own way, when we reject Jesus and the life of the faithful. But when we are connected in divine grace of the Father, trouble becomes a blessing. It's not a curse, because it gives a room in our heart, an open door that I can choose to be better, and I can choose to live life to the fullest and make my brothers and sisters be one in my journey, so that peace is what is our heart's desire. Because destiny is what we are looking for. Where? In heaven. And ask God help us, our hearts this time. Change our heart this time. Not after this, not tomorrow, not another year again, but now, because now is the new beginning. God, please make us whole again. Without you, we are nothing, but with you, we have everything. We lack nothing, and we are complete. It's not easy to follow Jesus, but he called us. Will you abide in his greatest love and work in his mission?